This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connell on vacation joining us right now. Our man of the scene, courtesy of Window Nation, guest hotline. He is Cordell Whitland. What's going on, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about these premium suites at M&T Bank Stadium, and many fans feel like they're being pushed out a little bit. You got a chance to see them yesterday. Your thoughts on those premium suites?
Some of the areas are being pushed out. You go behind the end zones. They do have some areas out there where they are extending a little bit. It's not pushing onto the field. The area was already there. Think of kind of where they would hold their concert spot. Mm-hmm. On the back of that end zone. They're just occupying a little bit of that down the field spot for those seats. So they're putting in a bunch of seats down there, and they're going to have one of the perks of that lounge is the ability to go inside, and they'll have the bar and all the food places. They have some separated private rooms, like meeting rooms, also that are part of the lounge. So you'll also have the ability just from right there, if you want to sit there and drink and eat, you can watch the game through like this glass that'll be there, or you can go outside to your premium seats that'll be right there behind the end zone. So they've extended there. The other corner part of the field, the corner part of the end zone where they had those outdoor premium seats, those are still there. So they've added a couple of premium lounges, I believe three, if I'm not mistaken. The other cool thing, I guess, for fans, if you get access to the new lounge, the Trust, one of the perks is you'll be able to go behind the two-way glasses near the players' locker room, the Ravens players' locker room, and you'll be able to interact with the players because they'll be able to see the fans. Fans will be able to see them behind the glass. So that's kind of cool. They'll also be able to go to the press conferences. They'll be outside the press room, and that's a one-way glass. So fans can see into the press room. We can't see out to them.
Really?
So I'm curious to see how that's
odd.
Is going to go. Yeah.
I had other questions. Did they give a reason for that? I mean, that's a little odd to be observed that way. Is it? I mean, someone who had a career where there was a lot of one-way glass, during lineups and the like. That's a bizarre, because you cannot see that they're looking at you unless there's a light on in there.
No, didn't necessarily get a reason into why it's happening. I mean, my question was, how does John feel about it? Didn't get a definitive answer, but it's happening, whether he wants it to or not. It seems like it's already in motion. So, I mean, my other question is, like, is it soundproof? Because what's going to happen when you get, I don't know how many fans can fit there, but let's say it's 100, you get 100 drunk fans after a December division loss, God forbid, at home, can you hear them?
Yeah.
They're banging on the glass and stuff like that. So that's going to be a little bit of an experience, I think.
That's a great point, Cordell. A disappointing loss. And you know how fans talk after those disappointing losses. John Harbaugh takes the podium, and you have fans banging on the window saying, you suck.
Well, not only that, and just general drunk fans. Like, if they do somebody they dislike, say Harbaugh made a decision of whatever, a fourth down call that nobody didn't agree with, it cost them the game or something.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like when they start screaming, if it's not – and that takes a lot to soundproof it against
now,
that many people.
I don't know if this is official or not, but I did talk to somebody that told me that they're at least working on, provisions on how to handle that, in terms of punishments if fans do get out of hand. So it won't just be a lawless situation, to my understanding. One or two times of you know, banging on that glass or interrupting the press conferences, and it could be your last time at M&T Bank Stadium. Like I said, I don't know if that's official, but I do know that's something that they're at least working on.
I need to be involved in the planning. This isn't right. I don't like that at all. Anyway,
and you know, if you're selling that, if that's a selling point for you to buy that, it's going to be hard for you after I purchased that, you to take that right away from me.
Yes.
I purchased it. Yeah. That was one of your selling points.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to behave, but you know how that goes.
Yep.
Anyway.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. What's your general take? Is it an enjoyable experience? Is it going to be? Because Vashon just came in and made a good point. I used to go to suites a lot. That's where I'd get invited. I sat next to Modell in almost every Ravens home game years ago. My observation was most people just watch the TVs in the suites. They don't even watch the game. So is this more friendly towards actually watching the field? Is there that area you mentioned that you have glass looking out in the field? Is it a big area? Can people actually watch the game? Or is it going to be a bunch of rich people mingling and talking?
It could be both, to be honest with you. I think it depends on what's happening, you know, what the weather feels like, what type of game it is, what's the score status. I think a lot of those things could be a factor. But I do think they definitely make the access easier. That was one of the things that they talked about, like just from getting from the main level down to some of your field seats, they are actively building easier accesses to those areas. So I think it'll be free flowing. They definitely make it accessible to go from one premium lounge to another if you have access to those. So they are adding a bunch of cool bars. They're putting a nice, think of kind of like SoFi Stadium. I want to say the Vikings and maybe the Falcons have it too over their midfield. They have the circular monitors, the big screens that go in a circle around the field. They're putting that kind of in the lobby on the main level. They're putting that kind of near the concession stands on the main level. So there will be some things that even people that aren't in the premium sections will be able to see. I think that monitor is one of the cool things. And they're adding a big tailgate area as well as extending the team store. So they do have a lot of things that they're adding for people that aren't just going to the premium seats.
Cordell, I don't want to put you on the spot, but before you go, we can't confirm this. Joe saw something where the price of this is going to be a ridiculous amount. Did they discuss the prices to you all?
They didn't tell us the price, which I don't think is a coincidence.
I don't think so either. They don't want you telling that.
That's not the part that they want out there yet. I think they just want what you possibly could be getting if you do purchase these things, which is a lot of cool things, but best believe I'm sure it's coming at a premium price as well.
Yeah, it's called premium. That's the price. And Cordell, where can we hear you maybe this weekend or next week?
Yeah, well, Ben's on vacation, so we'll be back next Thursday. I believe the Orioles have a day game next Thursday. Either that or they're off, one of the two. But we'll be back
not
next
off.
Thursday. Yeah, so, you would know. I'm assuming they have a day game that day. So we'll see what's going on with them, see if they've gotten back to a couple of wins. OTAs are now fully wide open, it seems like. So I'll be there most of the practice days for each of the next 2 weeks. So we'll be talking a lot about that as well.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.